Several years ago, I read an article which discussed how many Americans are overfed and yet still undernourished. Now, how can that be? How can you be overfed and undernourished? Well, that can happen when someone is eating primarily junk food. You see, many Americans fail to eat healthy food, and instead they stuff themselves with junk food that looks good, tastes good, and smells good, but offers no vital nutrition for the body. However, there's something even more harmful than a steady diet of physical junk food, and I'm talking about spiritual junk food. You see, just as our bodies need proper nutrition, we even more need the forgiveness of sin and a new life with God. In other words, we need the spiritual nourishment provided by God's Word, which allows us to receive these gifts. For instance, after Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness where His Father wanted Him to fast and pray while He was being tempted by the devil. Well, the devil tempted Him to deny His Father's will and quench His hunger by making stones into bread. But Jesus responded by quoting Scripture. He said, "Man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from God's mouth." Now the Apostle Peter was echoing Jesus when in 1 Peter chapter 2 we read these words, "Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good." Now please understand, I'm not saying that God doesn't care about our physical needs. In fact, God knows that you need food as well as clothing and other necessities. But God also knows that all the riches of the world will do you no good if you do not have God's Word in your lives. You see, without God's Word, we will end up like the unbelievers that Paul talked about in our reading from Ephesians chapter 4. If you are not being nourished by God's Word, you will end up being darkened in your understanding of the will of God and separated from life with God because of the hardening of your own hearts. Therefore, the title of today's sermon is, "Don't Eat Spiritual Junk Food." Now, what is spiritual junk food? Simply put, spiritual junk food is anything that takes the place of Jesus' mercy and word in our lives. Let me say that again. Spiritual junk food is anything that takes the place of Jesus' mercy and word in our lives. For instance, various sinful behaviors, things that God has condemned. Not only are we tempted to do some things like that, but sometimes those sinful behaviors actually become a regular routine in our lives, to the point where we actually depend on them for fulfillment and for the things we need to get by in life. They become a crutch for us, a false god, if you will. And when sinful behaviors begin to mean more to us than Jesus Himself, we're eating spiritual junk food. Or how about worldly teachings? If we're not being nourished by God's Word, then we're leaving ourselves open to be brainwashed by the lies of the devil, and we see them all over in the world. It's sad when I see Christians who stop attending church, and before you know it, any number of worldly and ungodly ideas about God and salvation start floating through their mind, and before you know it, they think that those ideas are just fine. They start actually relying on those ideas, even though they're contrary to the Word of God. And when this happens to us, we're eating spiritual junk food. Let's examine our gospel reading to see how this can happen to us. Our gospel reading is from John chapter 6. In fact, you might want to know that the sermons for the next three Sundays after this will also be from John chapter 6. So you could say that today we're starting a four-part sermon series on John chapter 6, beginning with verses 24 through 35. So, what do these verses of Scripture say about the danger of spiritual junk food? Well, John 6 verse 24 reads, "Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus." Now, why were these crowds looking for Jesus? Well, if you read the first part of John's Gospel up until John chapter 6, you will see that Jesus had been preaching, he had been teaching, and he had been performing miracles. Sadly, though, most of the people only cared about the miracles. The people ignored what Jesus had to say about repenting of their sin and coming to him for mercy and eternal life, because all they wanted were more miracles. For example, Jesus had been healing the sick, and just the previous day, Jesus had fed over 5,000 people miraculously by taking a few bits of fish and bread and multiplying them into enough to feed over 5,000 people. Well, this got their attention, let me tell you. In fact, these people were running after Jesus because they thought, hey, if we hang around this guy, we won't have to go to Hugo's or County Market ever again. However, when they eventually found Jesus, here's what he said to them. "I tell you the truth, you are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has set his seal of approval." Did you hear that? Jesus is saying that they were missing the whole point of his miracles. You see, Jesus' miracles were not meant to be an end in themselves. Instead, Jesus' miracles were meant to be signs. Signs that Jesus is God's Son. Signs that he is the Word made flesh. Signs that he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. But the people didn't want to hear about repentance. They didn't want to hear about forgiveness. They didn't want to hear about eternal life with God through faith in Jesus. No, they wanted Jesus to give them what they wanted: healthy bodies and plenty of food. But we dare not judge them too harshly. You see, we are sometimes guilty of the same sin, aren't we? Sometimes we wrongly think that Jesus exists merely to solve our earthly problems. We want Jesus to heal us when we're sick. We want him to give us plenty of food. We want him to protect us from our enemies. And that's fine to ask God for those things. God does want us to ask him to provide those things for us, and he often does, as you know. But if we begin to focus only on the gifts and end up ignoring the giver, then we are guilty of eating spiritual junk food. You know, in America, it's very common to hear about a Jesus who exists to give us health, wealth, and prosperity. Americans love this kind of Christianity. But sermons about our sin and repentance, sermons about Jesus' death on the cross and our need to be saved from the coming judgment, well, such sermons in many churches are either ignored or even despised. But we forget that all the health and wealth and prosperity in the world will do us no good if we do not have a right relationship with God. And that's why Jesus speaks these words to us. He says, Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On Him God the Father has placed His seal of approval. The work of God is this, to believe in the one He has sent. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty. Did you hear that? What does Jesus mean? He means that if you hunger for mercy and the forgiveness of sins, Jesus will satisfy you always. And if you thirst for eternal life with the God who loves you, Jesus will satisfy you always. But once again, please understand, I'm not saying that our physical needs are unimportant. In fact, God knows that we have physical needs. That's why He provided His Old Testament people with quail and manna. That's why Jesus fed over 5,000 people so they wouldn't be hungry. And that's why God gives you your food. In fact, Jesus Himself taught us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." However, this same Jesus also taught us to pray, "Forgive us our sins." Forgiveness of sin and new life with God is our greatest need. That's why Jesus came into the world. He came to die on the cross in our place of damnation so that through His sacrifice we might be forgiven and live forever in God's love. But you see, we cannot receive this salvation unless we repent of our sin and trust in Jesus as our Savior. That's why Jesus says, "Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." It's just that Jesus can give us all He wants. If we do not repent, we won't receive it. Simply put, don't eat spiritual junk food. Don't gorge yourself with things that can't give you what you really need. Instead, hear God's word calling you to repent. Hear God's word calling you to trust in Jesus for mercy and new life with God. In closing, I want you to leave today knowing that God shows His love for you in a multitude of ways. First, He shows His love for you by giving you food and clothing, a home, family, friends, health, and many, many other things. But you know what? Even when God does not give us these physical blessings, even when He allows us to be hungry or sick or have other needs, we believers can still rejoice. Why? Because we know that all the physical things God gives us in this life, those things will eventually spoil and fade away. But the spiritual blessings that God gives us in Christ will always remain. My friends, because of Jesus, you have the forgiveness of sin. Because of Jesus, you have the assurance of God's love and the certain hope of eternal life with the Lord who loves you. And these are gifts that will remain yours for all eternity. So remember, don't eat spiritual junk food. Instead, feed on Jesus, the true bread from heaven, the one who feeds us His own body and blood today, so that we might know that we are forgiven and that we have eternal life in Him. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, and the bread of life. Amen.